Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast, coming to you from our brand new home. We'll stop going on about it soon, we promise. At the Lantern, we've moved from Golden Square.
I think we barely told anyone that we've moved.
We didn't really mention it too much, did
no.
we? No. They were like the birthday. We didn't really mention that too much as well. But anyway, look, we're in this fancy new building and we've got a brand new staff canteen, which we've not really talked about. And we're not used to this thing, but there's loads of tables out there and stuff. So earlier on, I had lunch out there. Our producer, Adem, also had lunch. But when he walked over with his food, I'll be honest with you, I was thinking to myself, is he going to sit down with me? Because there's a load of these individual little tables. And fair play to him, he went and sat on the next table. We still had a conversation, but it was a one-person-per-table rule. Mm. And a lot of this has come down to something that happened during the chip shop tour. Where one of our other, God bless him, one of our other producers, he doesn't really work with us on this show so much anymore now, but our producer Gary, much to the delight of everybody else on the team, came down and sat right next to Richie when he was having breakfast in Blackpool.
Now, what you have to bear in mind is we were touring the UK trying to find the greatest fish and chip shop, but we were also getting 5 days away from home.
Yes, just a little bit of peace and quiet.
A little bit of peace and quiet. So 5 days of hotel breakfasts, five days of peace and quiet. So when you sit down and you've got yourself a table in that hotel restaurant, what you don't want is anyone sat with you.
Right, and it's really close. It was a really tiny table. And bearing in mind, this was like The Shining, and there was a really big old Blackpool hotel, hundreds of empty tables there, but Gary plonked himself down in front of you. And ever since then, we don't want to call it the Gary protocol, but we might end up having to do that. I feel it's an unwritten rule now as we move into this new building that if anyone has lunch, you stick to your own table.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Please don't take from this that we're unsociable.
No, not at all. Well, maybe a little bit.
We are.
Sorry, Gary.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
It's a new era for Absolute Radio, brand new era for the Home Time Show. We've left One Golden Square. We're now in our brand new building, in our very high-tech studio. Mm. All sat in different places. Quite a lot to get used to. We do still have, actually, a charging port next to us each, which we're really over the moon about this, because we had a bar plug between us all when we were in the old building.
Not joking. We shared one extension lead that had four plugs on it.
But we kind of felt quite a close bond with that, because we'd give it to Dave and the Breakfast Show. They'd use the extension lead, then they'd hand it back to us, leave it in a safe place. But it's all changed, and now we're in a very very high-tech studio. It's a little bit like that bit in Star Wars when Han Solo and Chewbacca steal that Imperial shuttle and try to land on the Death Star, but don't know quite what everything does. So we're celebrating the new today. To honour this, we want to know what is new. What's the new thing in your life? Tell us about it.
New milkman.
New milkman?
New milkman.
Wow.
This new guy is fantastic. Mondays and... I don't know what the laughter's for. Mondays and Thursdays, he delivers 5:30 a.m. Now, the previous fella turned up any time during the morning. So if you'd run out the previous day, you had no idea what time it was going to turn up. But now I know. Doesn't matter if we've run out on a Sunday night, because there will be milk for cereal and for my coffee in the morning, because he's coming at 5:30 in the morning. He's regular as clockwork.
So have you changed milk provider, or is this a new guy they've hired in the company that you've currently already got?
Changed milk provider, and the previous fella turned up, like I said, any time during the day. This guy, 5:30, I like regularity, I'll go with him.
Do you know what, right? If I was a milk company and then someone else decided to go with a different milkman, right, what I would do, I'd go out 5 a.m. in the morning and then take the milk off the guy who put it on the doorstep. Like a drive-by for milk.
A drive milk.
Drive milk, that's what it would be. So you're enamoured. Do you know this guy's name? Have you befriended him?
Don't know him yet, but the first couple of weeks have gone well. I will ask what his name is, but I have to be up early at 5:30 to find it out.
I'm excited to find out how this is going to pan out. We're excited to find out what is new in your lives.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
I've been hearing from Richie about his new milkman. I forgot to say, mine's a new... I have mentioned this before, but we've got a new fence, and I cannot believe how amazing just a new fence in the back garden is.
How's it changed your life?
It really has changed my life.
How?
I keep looking out. If I'm doing, like, folding clothes in the kids' room or whatever, doing any, like, you know, tidying up, I'll just look out the back and just think, that fence looks amazing. And it's too much money for what it is, but it does make me feel better.
I reckon that's why you're liking it, because it was a lot of money. So you're telling yourself, I love this new fence.
It's worth it. The amount of money's worth it. It'll be okay.
Proof that anything new is exciting, from Joanne, a new kitchen bin. She says, the excitement is too much to cope with. A new bin is always exciting. The feel of the pedal, the action of the lid.
Has she got Joanne? Can you get back in touch with us? You got one of them ones where you can put your hand. You can do like a these aren't the droids you're looking for. Jedi mind tricking it open.
She sent a picture on the socials. Awkward for Joanne. No, it's a foot pedal.
Joanne, please pass on our condolences. So sorry. Martin has got a Ninja Precision Chopper.
Oh.
He sent us a photo of that. Looks very good. A lot of sliced up veg in the picture.
The excitement and the jealousy for Pete. A new pair of slippers, faux fur lined.
He looks like a man who's made it in that photo. We'd love a photo as well if you've got them. That'd be great.
Jilly, what's new?
My knee.
Your knee?
Yes.
How have you got a new knee?
I had it done 12 days ago.
Oh, wow. And what was the situation that caused you to get a brand new bionic knee put in there?
Really awful osteoarthritis.
Oh, Jilly. Well, it's a whole new world now for you. Are you excited?
I am. Especially, did you see what... The name of the surgeon is Mr. Knee.
Get out of town.
No.
Honestly, you could not write it.
That is amazing. Gary Knee specialises in knees.
No, Mr. Isn't it?
Hey, I tell you what, I don't want to meet the gynecologist, that's for sure.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
No.
Are you having to do any, exercises with them rubber bands then to get your knee going? What do you have to do?
Yeah. I've just come back from the hospital, actually. I've had 34 clips out today and done physio.
Ouch.
So, ouch. I'm on my... the bed listening to you pair and just generally having a nice time with a nice pack and a cup of tea.
Perfect. That's the way this show should be enjoyed.
Jilly, what is the one thing that you're looking forward to doing with your new knee?
Enjoying being with the grandchildren again and not just sitting watching.
Oh, bless you. Well, listen, we're absolutely chuffed for us. Do keep us posted on the rehabilitation for your knee. We feel involved now on the Home Time Show. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, thank you. Could you put a thank you out to the orthopaedic team on Ward 9 or at Leighton Hospital?
Of course. Yeah. Gary Knee and his team. Well done.
His name's Kai with a K, which is even funnier. So it's spelled Mr. K N E I. Knee. So it's Mr. Knee. It's just mental.
The med's still kicking in then, are they?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
This text says, hi, we have a new caravan. We're currently on holiday in it in Devon, sat listening to the show in the pouring rain, but nice and warm in our Mayflower, which further research reports is a 12-foot wide caravan, one double and ensuite with a bathroom, one twin.
Beautiful.
Lovely piece of work. Keep them coming in 8, 12, 15.
Lest us not forget the old place, dear old Golden Square. No one's ever going to forget it because, of course, this show put up a blue plaque outside to commemorate the 16 years of broadcasting there that Absolute Radio did. And a big thank you to the Farrer family, who over the weekend popped up to London and actually paused by Golden Square, especially on their day out in London, to have a picture with the kids taken by the blue plaque. And it's fantastic.
And it was good for us twofold. Firstly, it reinforces our knowledge that we do have the best listeners in the world.
Absolutely.
Which we do. Home Time, Absolute Radio, whatever, we love you. Secondly, it let us know timestamp-wise that it was still there and hadn't been yet.
My only regret is the fact that we've had to put it, as we discovered on Thursday, had to put it at a kind of shin height.
If a dog's going to go to the bathroom, it's the perfect height for a dog.
So these poor kids that John's taken the picture of, they've had to squat down onto the... There's no pavement in London that you want to squat down onto, but they have just to have their picture taken. But it's a beautiful thing and we thank you very much.
And I tell you what, if you are passing by Golden Square, our old home, do us a favour, check in on the plaque for us and drop us a text, 81215.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Ritchie's Daily Takeaway.
New lawnmower for Gambo. A new 21-inch cut Hyundai self-propelled lawnmower with rollers for stripes. I am straight off round Gambo's after this show.
Put number plates on it, you can drive it downtown. Superfly, staying with the gardening theme actually, Superfly has got, and he's sent a photo, not one but two sheds.
Wow.
Who needs more than one shed? Like, was it one for work, one for play?
Do you know what? You dismiss it quickly, but my shed is so full now, I could do with a second shed.
I mean, I would never rule out a second shed, but how'd you get that one past Congress? Do you know what I mean?
Glenn says, had my shopping delivered today. It includes coconut oil infused toilet roll.
I was going to say let us know how that pans out, but I think we can probably imagine. And well done to Sam Press. He's only 14, but he's just texted us to say he's completed his level one whitewater kayaking this afternoon.
Well done, Sam.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Now, a different journey in today. Train strike going on, so part taxi, part train in today. And the taxi journey on my way in took me past something that I've seen signs for many times around my local area, but never actually gone past it. I went past, on my way in, the Laura Trott Leisure Centre.
Wow.
Now, if you're going to have six Olympic medals to your name, you deserve to have a leisure centre named after you.
Fair play to her.
I believe it was renamed after she got the golds in the 2012 London Olympics. They haven't decided to rename it Laura Kenny since she's got married, but that's another matter. That's one for the
council. Good Laura Trott information there.
What? All the medals?
No, about her changing her name when she got married. I didn't know that.
Well, this is the thing. If you're going to... The leisure, everyone knows about Leisure Centre. Yeah. They don't know she got married.
Well, so I'm glad we put that in the public forum.
But it did get me thinking, when I pass on, all right, what would I like to have...
Is everything okay?
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. I've got a new moment. Life is good. But I'd love to have something named after me.
Okay.
Not necessarily a leisure centre, because I'm not a figure of great physique these days. But maybe, you know, I was thinking about it, the amount of time that I spend on the Victoria Line and have done over the years, whether it's going to Arsenal or coming here to work, the Richie Firth line would be great.
So you want an entire line named after you?
It's what
the hell
comes
do you think
to
you
mind.
Are? No, who the hell
it's
do you think you are?
It's what comes to mind, just because it's transport related.
So even you don't even want like a station, you want the whole thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, a station, you can't change the location, but a line is a line, isn't it?
It's good. I like the fact that it's like people will go past it and think, well, I wonder what's going on
they
there.
They'd find out. Who is this Richie Firth? Sure. Not everyone listens.
I would like them to name some public toilets after me in Southend.
Really?
Just so people, and then just not clarify it. So people are like, what happened in there? Why are they named after him and where is he now?
The Andy Bush restrooms.
Oh my God, that'd be so good. That sounds like somewhere you go and watch a gig.
If there's something that you would like to have named after you as a legacy, tell us what it is and why. 8-12-15 for your texts, and we're at Absolute Radio on the socials.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Monday evening, we have positivity. It's only good news. There's so much bad stuff going on at the moment. Let's major on the good. So share good news with us today. Only your good news. We'll share it with the rest of the team. It'll make us all feel good together. Something might have happened over the weekend or over the last week. Whatever it is, tell us. 8-12-15 with your texts. Or you can find us on the socials at Absolute Radio for only good news.
Fairly unfortunate timing of this feature, given that just before the show started, I found out as an Everton fan that we've been given a further 2-point deduction from the Premier League.
Look,
so I might just sit this one out or just go for a walk around the building whilst you're doing it.
You can find positives in everything. Your previous point deductions were, first of all, 10 points,
right,
which got reduced to 6 points.
Mm-hmm.
And now this latest one is 2 points. So the good news is your point reductions are getting smaller.
Can you stop saying point reductions, please? So I'm just going to be a bystander. I'm Louis
Fair
Theroux
enough.
During this. I'm just here, but I'm just seeing what you guys are doing, reporting
enough.
On it.
All right. Well, so as to demonstrate how good news can be found anywhere and it can be really, really small, this new studio, this new premises that we are broadcasting from today, day one for Absolute Radio, has cut 60 seconds off my commute.
That's good. What, a minute? This is like
it's one less tube stop.
That's good. That's a good thing.
I think, you know,
that's
it's
brilliant.
One less on the way in, one less on the way back. That's 2 minutes I've got back in my day.
And you are, choose me words carefully, a travel enthusiast.
Yeah, well done. You got it right.
I Rolodex passed a load of terrible words then.
I'm sure you did. Well, you're improving.
Thank you. But does it mean you get to have a go on a few different train lines than you normally would have done back in the old one Golden Square days?
No, sadly, just one stop less on the train.
Oh, that's... Oh, I've put it back to bad news again. That's the Everton in a minute.
What is your good news? Only good news. Share it. We'll share it with everyone else. It'll make us feel good. And we need that on Mondays. Right, Jay's hanging on. Cheer us up. What's your good news, Jay?
Well, it's good news for carp fishermen. I've just ordered myself some new carp rods and reels.
Wow.
What kind doesn't of... really mean much anything else to anybody else.
Well, speak to Richie and I like the fishing newbies that we are. What kind of kit have you got?
Well, the Corda Kaizen carp rods, top of the range, and they are tournament Baser your top of the range reels.
Tournament
bit
reels?
Bit of a treat.
Tournament reels. I bought my dad a fishing pole that changed his life a few Christmases ago. Have you got a fishing pole?
I don't fish the pole, no. I fish for carp, just rods.
We're in tough, murky waters here because we don't know anything about tournament fishing. Richie's questioning whether there would be a carp tournament here, right?
Yes, what happens in the carp tournament?
Yeah, they have a World Cup fishing that England do quite well.
Well, how would I win a carp tournament? Is it like a question of how many I catch or
yes.
the speed in which I catch them or the weight
no,
in which I catch?
It's the weight. So your fish is a pair, it's the weight.
Okay.
Most fish caught on the weight.
So, like, what kind of weight are we talking about here that would make you like a pro or a good angler?
Oh, now you're asking. It'd probably be over 1,000 pounds.
That's a lot of carp.
Yeah.
That's a lot of carp.
A lot of carp.
And how long would one carp match last?
They can probably go over 72 hours.
Cool, they're not putting that on Sky News, are they?
No. Well, I think they do, actually.
Televised fishing?
On Sky Sports.
Hey, well, listen, when we did our walk up Snowdon, we played a carp fishing card game.
That's
do you remember
that? True, we did. I enjoyed that.
So, you know, there's a future in this somewhere.
It's massive in this country, carp fishing.
We could carp on about it for ages.
We could. Oh, that's a good one.
We're going to leave it there.
I think we should.
Bye-bye.
Right, we've got Melanie on the line. Melanie, please, your good news. What is it?
So, I am part of the Merseyside Tartan Army, even though I'm a Scouser. And on Saturday, we did a kilt walk from Alderhay Hospital via Anfield to Layer Reef at the Hillsborough Memorial. And then we walked to Butterson and we did a bucket collection and we raised £1,200 for Alderhay and for the Doddy Weir Foundation.
Oh, amazing. Well, what an amazing thing. And what's brought you to have a connection with this amazing charity?
My husband, Scott Eshella, from Scotland for a long time, moved back down to Liverpool a few years ago. And we got in touch with them and we said we'd help them out with some fundraising.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic.
I do worry for you, though, collecting outside Goodison. You might end up with a £200 reduction the way that things are going for Everton at the moment. Sorry about that.
We actually ended up with an Everton mint in one of the buckets.
An Everton mint?
Yes.
Not had one of them in a long time.
Gave us an Everton mint.
When I first used to go to Everton with my dad when we were little, used to have the toffee lady would come around dressed up in like something out of the Victorian times and throw toffees into the crowd.
Does that not happen anymore?
Apparently health and safety. Someone got a toffee in their eye. The game's gone.
The noise of the past. It's Bush and Ritchie's Sound of the Decades.
That's right. It's time for Sound of the Decades. Here's the Decades.
Absolute Radio 90.
Should have put that in earlier on. New studio, new studio, new studio. What we've done is boiled down an entire decade into one sound. This is a sound synonymous with the 1990s. Can you guess what it is? No one has so far.
It's what we need to keep reminding you of. It's a sound from the 90s, all right? This isn't just some kind of guess the sound competition. It's a very much a 90s sound. And Natasha is the next person to attack it. How are you, Natasha?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you guys? Settling in okay?
We're settling in okay. Yeah, thank you, Joy. Thank you very much
for
asking.
Very kind to you ask.
And back to you. How has your day been? Has your Monday been all right?
Yeah, it's been fabulous. I've been painting all day.
Oh, what have you been painting?
I'm doing a huge mural on my wall.
Oh, wow. Oh. A mural on your wall? What is it? Dare we ask what it is a mural of?
Well, it's butterflies and flowers.
Oh, it sounds beautiful.
Yeah, it will be when it's finished. I'm getting there slowly.
Wow, I love that. And what made you want to do a mural on your wall?
I've had a lot of surgeries to get feeling in my hands. And I've got feeling in my hands just a little bit. Wow. So I keep flipping my paintbrush every time I do some more painting. So I thought, get a big paintbrush and whack it on the wall if he's dead.
I love that. It's been like a therapeutic show tonight. The lady earlier on who had a brand new knee, now you're doing your recovery with your hands and the paintbrush and stuff like that. Well, good on you. Send us a photo when it's done.
Now, Natasha, when you listen to Home Time, which of all the Absolute Radio stations do you use?
Well, I have you on morning tonight because I do not watch TV.
Right.
Okay.
But out of all the Absolute Radio stations, which one do you choose to listen with?
It was you guys every day. Don't ask me, Nate. So I have a memory problem as well, so you have to excuse me, because I had a huge surgery and I lost my memory in the surgery, but it's kind of there. So, but I now got Absolute and I actually work.
Yeah. Oh, well, we're honoured to be part of your daily routine, and we'd love to have you on the show. It's fantastic. We're rooting for you in this one. Mm.
So, Natasha, what is the sound of the decades from the 90s?
Well, the 90s is like a huge part of, obviously, my era, because I'm 53 coming. So, yeah, I used to watch the Crystal Maze. And the sound of the fans, how it starts, and when he turns it on and they flap, and it's a fan sound. That's what it sounds like from the Crystal Maze.
So, Natasha, just clarify then, on the Crystal Maze, what was that then? He used to turn what on?
The fans, the huge giant fans are on for the start. Let the fans begin.
He used to go, when they all went in the Crystal Dome right at the end, he would go, will you start the fans, please?
That's the one.
Okay, so this has been going on for a long time. A lot of people have got this wrong. The history of this competition is littered with terrible, terrible suggestions, namely the Oasis Champagne Supernova one from a few weeks ago. What percentage sure do you think you are, Natasha?
I go
99. Well, that's very confident. Okay. Well, is it the sound of the decade?
You're a winner and you've won.
Well.
Well, I never.
Natasha, well done.
Oh, I'm over the moon.
It was indeed. And I literally can't believe you guessed this, because it's been going on for ages. And we were having a meeting the other day about, is anyone ever going to get this? It is the sound of the fans being cranked up on the Crystal Maze. We've got the actual clip of it happening. Have a little listen to this. Yeah.
Will you start the fans, please?
There you go.
Well, about that.
Well, congratulations, Natasha. You have won the signed Hometime Digital Radio.
Oh, bloody fantastic. I mean, it's brilliant.
Good on you. We just thought this had gone for ages and no one was ever going to get it, but you've got yourself a fancy new radio signed by the Hometime team.
Oh, thank you very much. I love you guys. You don't have to make me smile.
Very kind of you to say that. We love you too, Natasha. Yeah. And a fresh sound of the decade from the noughties tomorrow.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Just going back to the beginning of this particular episode in the staff canteen. No one's shown me where it is yet.
Oh, yeah, because you had your... Weirdly, this is what we forgot to mention earlier on, you had your lunch in the studio.
Well...
So I was like, why didn't you come out to the main bit? Is it because you don't know where it is?
I don't know where it is.
Can I ask another question? Have you been to the toilet yet?